922, back on the Steve Cochran Show. Senator Durbin joins us. I believe you're live in D.C. Is that correct, sir?
That's correct, Steve. How you doing?
I am fine. Nice to talk to you.
And good talking to you.
I want to start with condolences on someone I assume you knew well, the former House Republican leader, Bob Michael, who we found out this morning had passed away.
What a good guy. You know, each of us in public life should be so lucky as to have the headline on the story on Politico that Bob Michael's death occasioned this morning. It said, ex-GOP leader Bob Michael, face of decency in public service.
How about that?
How about that? I mean, it's a reminder to all of us in this public life that the end of his political career was the end of the era that everybody talks about. When are you folks going to get together? When are you going to work things out? Why do you have to be so personal? Why is this so mean and nasty? It was that transition from Bob Michael to Newt Gingrich that marked the end of an era.
Yep.
Michael was just the man from Peoria, the wonderful, decorated World War II vet who fought for conservative causes but was always a gentleman. I'm really going to miss him.
Yeah, and decency would be the key word there. Obviously, I want to get to the president. Before we do that, though, you met with his Supreme Court pick. And let me just preface this by saying I think what Mitch McConnell did last year was an embarrassment. I think the theft of a Supreme Court seat is unprecedented. I told the senator that when he was on, which is why he hasn't been on since. And I don't anticipate him taking my call anytime soon. But I think it's outrageous. And I hope the Democrats find a way to do the right thing here and give Gorsuch a fair hearing.
Steve, I'm going to be consistent. I said it would, the Constitution required a hearing and a vote
right
on Merrick Garland. I feel exactly the same way about Neil Gorsuch. I met with him. He's a gentleman. He has an impressive resume of academic achievement, legal achievement, law clerk, overseas study, federal judge, all of the above. The real question mark, obviously, is his values, how he will vote. It's a lifetime appointment, the highest court of the land. And I said to him at the end of the meeting, I had a long list of things to talk about, but I've got one here that has come up on this list that now is at the top of the list. That is the relationship between the President of the United States and the judicial branch of government. It isn't just a matter of name-calling on tweets. It is now a question of presidential authority and the Constitution. I think before this presidency is over, we're going to test the limits of presidential authority and the limits of the Constitution. And the ultimate test is in the hands of the Supreme Court. That's why this nomination means so much.
Timeline, and as far as you understand it, would be what?
March for a hearing, which is not delayed. It's the usual course of events, and a vote probably a couple weeks afterwards on the floor of the Senate. With only one exception since Clarence Thomas days, every single Supreme Court nominee has had more than 60 votes. I think that's a good indication of bipartisan support, which should be the case on the Supreme Court. I think that Judge Gorsuch should be held to the same 60-vote standard.
I am, becoming infamous for my lack of tolerance for President Trump's behavior. There's a certain amount of decency, to use the word again, that I believe goes with respecting the office, and I think he's shown almost none of it. He's accomplished a few things, but he gets in his own way of even focusing on those with the way he behaves. And I thought yesterday was absolutely outrageous. What's been the reaction on Capitol Hill in particular to yesterday's press conference?
This is day 29 of the Trump presidency, and so it is worth reflecting on two things. What has happened in his presidency that never happened before in the history of the United States? In his first 4 weeks, this president dismissed his attorney general. In his first 4 weeks, he issued an executive order, which was stopped by three different federal courts. And in his first 4 weeks, his national security advisor had to resign because of lying to the vice president of the United States. That has never happened before. He calls it a fine-tuned machine. There are some rough edges here, which really raise a question. Now, let's go back in time. 8 years ago, Barack Obama's elected president. We're losing 800,000 jobs a month. In his first four weeks, what happened? He passed a stimulus bill in the U.S. House of Representatives, then passed it in the Senate, and by February 17th, 8 years ago, he signed into law a recovery package for the American economy. So if we're talking about productivity in the early stages of a presidency, there is no comparison.
Senator, good morning. First of all, I've watched the entire press conference. I found it mind-boggling. I think the treatment of the media is unprecedented. Respect is a two-way street. So we really got no solid answers regarding Russia. So I'll ask you to use President Trump's words. Is Russia a ruse?
Absolutely not. 17 different intelligence agencies have told us what we knew already. Vladimir Putin and the Russians had set up, we think, 1,000 trolls who were sitting in some location, perhaps in Moscow, doing everything in their power to influence the outcome of our election. Now, how far did they go? This much, everyone said. They did not have an impact on our actual casting or counting of votes. So let me make that clear. But they did everything else conceivable to elect Donald Trump and defeat Hillary Clinton. Leak after leak. The fact that the Entertainment Tonight tape came out, and within 2 hours, the Russians were leaking information they had on John Podesta was no coincidence. And so what about it? Are there important questions to be asked and answered? You bet. Who was involved in coordinating, if anyone, with the Trump campaign and this Russian endeavor? We know now that this General Flynn, who has since resigned his position, had communications before President Trump was sworn in with the Russian ambassador. Who put him up to it? Who else was consorting with him? What members of the Trump campaign were involved? It's serious enough that the FBI is currently, it's been reported in the press, is currently investigating this so-called Russian connection. To dismiss it as a ruse is to dismiss the most serious cyber attack on the U.S. government in our history.
And the lack of welcoming the investigation says volumes, as far as I'm concerned, as well, as does a Russian spy ship 30 miles off the coast of Virginia, which is one of two things. There's only two ways to take this. One, you have a partnership with the President of the United States and you're Vladimir Putin. Or two, you have no respect for the President of the United States. So you're not even going to try to hide the fact that you're spying on the United States. Where is the urgency, as far as a level of urgency goes in Congress, to get this president between the white lines and to do the job he was elected to do?
How many ways can we count that the Republicans initiated investigations right into Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton? The Benghazi hearings went on for days and weeks and months, and they were all public. The hearings on the emails from Hillary Clinton went on for the same period of time, and they were all public. Now, what kind of hearings are being initiated by the Republicans when it comes to this Russian connection and the cyber attack by the Russians? So far, only one. The Senate leader, McConnell, has said he will allow the Senate Intelligence Committee to investigate. And let me tell you something. I'm skeptical. I served on that committee. They meet behind closed doors. The public will never know 95% of the testimony
right
that comes in. It isn't a public hearing. And if they issue a report, it's classified. Who declassifies this report for the American
people? The president.
The White House.
Right.
The president. He has the last word. So this is as close to a slow walk and cover up as I've seen. I might add the House Intelligence Committee still doesn't think this issue rises to the occasion of any investigation. So in terms of this issue and the American people, we have a right to know. Secondly, what's Putin up to? He's testing us. He's testing how far he can go. I'm going to be visiting in the next few days over to Poland and to the Baltics and to Ukraine. I will tell you, in those three countries, they are scared to death. This next September, Putin is going to send 100,000 of his Russian soldiers into Belarus, a neighboring country, to have a military exercise. They are within minutes of invading Poland, invading Ukraine, invading the Baltics. I pray to God they're not considering it. But we've got to look at that possibility.
Yeah, and we didn't even have time to touch on the fact that we are maybe a consideration of ground troops in northern Syria and all the other concerns that are much more important than mentioning Hillary Clinton's name 11 times in an hour and 15-minute ego fest, which is what yesterday was. Senator, I know you got to run. I appreciate your time very much.
Thanks, Steve. Great to be with you anytime.
Thanks.
Thanks, Senator.
I think you'd hear the emotion in his voice and the anger, frankly, in how this is being done. The president has an opportunity to turn this around. It's very early. The president and his people have an opportunity to turn this around and deliver on the promise that he made to the people that got him those 306 electoral votes. But he doesn't have much time. And the encouraging signs as far as getting him back between those white lines are the fact that now Jason Chaffetz, who's really been a coward in the way he's handled this, is now saying, yeah, maybe we have to look at it. There will be more independent investigations. And for anybody that wants to go, well, the government shouldn't leak. Well, until the government starts acting like the government should and does a job for the people, you can expect more leaks, not less.